Thank you, Mr. Chair. The CCW has been discussing the issue of laws for the last 10 years, and we have seen some consensus among states on a variety of aspects. My humble request is to look at the issue more broadly in the context of global peace and our shared humanity. If one country, for instance, develop and deploy fully autonomous weapons, then it is for sure that other states will follow and a new armed race in the area of laws will emerge. This race will never stop, and most probably the non-state actors will be in a position to develop and deploy such weapons, if not in the near future, but for sure in future. Such an armed race will be uncontrollable and unimaginable. We believe that prevention is better than cure, and today we have the time to prevent such an unethical armed race, which will be devastating for our shared humanity. The armed race will be like the COVID-19 pandemic, which originated from one location and then affected the whole global community, irrespective of race and region, whether developed, developing, or underdeveloped. Now is the time to stop the future pandemic of laws. Mr. Chair, although some states have explained that the use of autonomous weapons to protect civilians, target legitimate military objects, and to protect the armed forces, but the question is that how will one limit the scope of these autonomous weapons? And how a fully autonomous weapon will be capable to identify the target if the target is legitimate and not a civilian object? There are higher chances that the use of such weapons will proliferate quickly and will raise many ethical and moral concerns and will compromise the question of human dignity. Allowing life or death decisions to be made by machines crosses a fundamental moral line. Autonomous robots would lack human judgment and the ability to understand context. These qualities are necessary to make complex ethical choices on a dynamic battlefield. So, to distinguish adequately between soldiers and civilians, and to evaluate the proportionality of an attack. As a result, fully autonomous weapons would not meet the requirements of the law of war. Replacing human troops with machines would make the decision to go to war easier, which would shift the burden of armed conflict further into civilians. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that all states should build trust and confidence to prohibit and regulate autonomous weapons, keeping in view that we all belong to one human family. There is a dire need to collectively utilize our human wisdom and don't just focus our attention about the present status and scenario of autonomous weapons, but to imagine a devastating future scenario of automated killings where no one will be safe when such weapons will proliferate. States have a responsibility to act now, as it will then be too late to stop such weapons, which will eliminate human dignity, the value of life, and the moral and ethical values which the global community possesses. I thank you, Mr. Chair.